and welcome to the Dr. MC Organics Health Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of Dr. MC Organics Health Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to cover how to get a naturally strong immune system. I've been getting asked a lot of questions about the COVID-19 virus as we're watching this unfold naturally in the media, as well as having discussions with each other. And I have been listening to a lot of really good scientists, doctors, chiropractors, and immunologists speaking about what's going on. So I want to go over a few things with you about how we get a strong immune system. So the first thing is, is the body in charge of your immune system? And why, the big question of why, is why are so many people being exposed to this virus as well as all viruses, and some people get no symptoms, none, and they have the pathogen or antigen in their body. And other people immediately get deathly ill, sick, it attacks their lungs, their breathing, their respiratory system, and they're in very, very bad shape. Why? That's the big question. If it was a virus that we were afraid of, then everybody should be attacked. But that's not the case. And we're not seeing that the case. We're seeing the elderly, the immunosuppressed individuals that are already sick, the immobile patients, diabetic patients, heart disease patients, obesity. We're seeing all these groups having a rough time with this virus. And we're seeing relatively healthy individuals maybe getting a mild fever, maybe getting a little tired and having mild symptoms and getting over it in a couple days. So it's a vast difference amongst the healthier individuals versus the elderly and sick individuals. So let's look at some of the links to the neurology of the immune system, the mechanical integrity of the immune system or the host, host health. So you're an individual, let's call you the host. And how does mechanical integrity have a link to the immune system? So we're going to look at what chiropractors do as a chiropractor. So the chiropractors, and I'm going to speak for myself because I'm a chiropractor, and people say, how does chiropractic help the body? What does it do? Well, what we do as a chiropractor is we improve by removing interference, by adjustments. We improve the mechanical integrity, which could possibly lead and has been thought to over the last 125 years. It has been thought to improve the immune system response because the immune system is controlled by the nervous system. There have been books written on this. One of the books written on this, I was watching a video by Dan Murphy, a chiropractor, and he was being interviewed by a chiropractic college president, Dr. Ron Oberstein, and they were talking about a book of The Coming Plague by Lori Garrett, who was a Harvard microbiologist, and she was talking about newly emerging diseases in a world out of balance. So when you look at balance in the nervous system, we have an innate balance in the nervous system. And when you start looking at the history of immunology, you have to go as far back I read this in Dr. Tim O'Shea's book on the history of Louis Pasteur versus Claude Bernard. And Dr. Murphy talked about it a little bit in his video interview. But basically, when you go all the way back to immunology in the history books, you have two famous French top doctors of their time, Louis Pasteur and Claude Bernard. Now, Pasteur was under the assumption that viruses and bacteria are pathogens, and they will invade the body and kill the body. And his theory was, if you heat the body or heat the pathogen with heat, then that process is called pasteurization, and it kills bacteria and viruses, and then you're fine. Well, an opposing view came from a guy named Claude Bernard. Now, Claude Bernard rebukes that. He's talking about exposure to a pathogen. He said, there are millions of people exposed who don't get sick, and that's because of host health. And then you have another 25 to 50% of the people that are spreading a virus have zero symptoms. These people have the viral pathogen in their body, yet they're not getting sick. Why? Chiropractors have always believed that it's better not to be directly exposed to a virus. That's one way. However, if you do get exposed, and in any common flu season in America, you will be exposed, most likely, to reduce your risk of symptoms, including death, that would mean you would want to be as healthy as you possibly can to fight whatever pathogen you're exposed to. So the immune system works this way. When a pathogen or virus enters your body has about four direct phases of the immune system that kick into gear. One of those phases is called macrophages. They are the primary part of the immune system that is genetic. It's your genetics. It's hardwired to you. And these macrophages will surround the viral pathogen, attack it, and kill it, contain it, and kill it. Now, your nervous system controls that response. And your nervous system can create a immunological response that will protect you. If the macrophages don't get an invader, then you will never make an antibody that you need that to prevent the pathogen from spreading in your body. So you need to be exposed in order to make antibodies that will help you not get a reoccurrence of the virus. For example, chickenpox. When you were a kid and you got chickenpox, you have an antigen, which is a virus, the chickenpox virus, and your body builds natural antibodies once you get the virus, and you never have to worry about getting chickenpox again. Same thing with measles. When you get measles as a child, you're never worried about another reoccurrence of measles. Now that's called natural immunity. And it's different than artificial immunity. Artificial immunity comes from bypassing the immune system and injecting a virus directly into your bloodstream. And then you will need boosters every so often because you don't have lifelong natural immunity. That's why vaccines, some people think vaccines are not the greatest approach because they don't give you lifetime immunity. You always have a need for a booster. So that's one of the things. If a there is other authors that have written articles on studies that they've done on human volunteers, where they've dropped actual viruses into the body, whether through the nose, mouth, ears, and they've taken studies of these people, and they have found that not everybody came down with the virus, even though they had direct droplets put into their body. They had the exact same dose, the exact same exposure, and many people didn't come down. Now, some people came down with it. And so once again, we go back to host health. Now, when you also look more at the history of host health, you can hear people talking about not only Bernard, who was a host health guy, but also back in those days, the founder of chiropractic, D.D. Palmer, talked about it. The father of osteopathy, Andrew Still, talked about it. And MDs of the time, there was a guy out of Harvard that Dr. Murphy was talking about. And his name was Walter B. Cannon. Now, this guy was the top Harvard MD in physiology for 40 years. And he talked about host health through the sympathetic nervous system. When there was sick nerves, they fired more, not less, and they increased the sympathetic tone, and it caused immunosuppression. So when you increase mechanical integrity through chiropractic care, it inhibits or limits sympathetic tone, and it changes immunology through the nervous system. And this stuff has been well known throughout the last century. It's not a new theory. You can go all the way back to the Spanish flu of 1918, and you can see how that flu spread mainly due to lack of sanitation. We had a wildfire back in 1918. We did not have water desalinization plants. We did not have antibacterial soaps. We did not have things that would prevent a mass spread of something. So that those type of viruses back then could spread and kill at a high rate. You haven't seen that in over 100 years because of basically worldwide increase in sanitation. Now, the flu killed millions of people, all right? And plenty of people in the United States died. But in the United States, and specifically here in California, chiropractors were treating the flu. And people were dying under their care back then. And they were improving the mechanical integrity of a person by improving the sympathetic nervous system, which affect the immune system. So chiropractors back in 1918 had such success in improving mechanical integrity that very few people died under their care. Yet they were jailed for practicing medicine without a license. The people of California demanded that that be changed. So they demanded the legislative body of California pass a law in 1922. It passed just a few years later, called the Chiropractic Initiative Act, which gave chiropractors full licensure and decriminalized them for practicing medicine without a license, which they were not doing. And it freed them up from the jails back then, and gave them legitimate status in treating the human body from a natural perspective. So that's kind of the history that goes back all the way back to the early 1900s. And we know from many of the pharmaceutical journals that the immune system is controlled by the sympathetic nervous system. It's pretty much factual evidence today. There's a lot of substances that affect our health. Natural substances like vitamin D affects the innate immune response. And there's just a lot of authors that show neurology, immunology, and the link between the two. And from a natural's perspective, prevention goes a long way. We need to start looking at an ounce of prevention. People are sitting home right now, they're panicked about a virus, and they're eating sugar. I call it the COVID-19 pounds, because people are gaining weight, sitting at home, watching the news, not exercising, drowning their sorrows in sugar, and lowering their immune response when they should be increasing the mechanical integrity.
These are all super great points, Dr. C. I actually have a few questions for you, though. So basically what you're saying is that us, our bodies, or the host, we need to constantly be at our best all year long, not just during flu season, not just during this crazy virus, but all year long we should be routinely keeping our health up.
Yeah, Nicole, you hit it on the hammer on the nail here. And Nicole, by the way, is me and Nicole and I have worked together for a long time. And I've watched Nicole grow up from a little girl, high school athlete, college student, to getting her degree in nutrition, to getting her master's degree in nutrition, and watching her actually treat her nutrition clients, and seeing these young girls coming in under 30 years of age, some of them clinically obese, most of them not having regular bowel movements. I'm watching Nicole treat these young people who are extremely neurosuppressed, immunocompromised, and are waiting to get sick because of their weight, because of their condition. Their bodies aren't moving food in and out properly. They're very sick individuals. And we can't look at health when there's a virus. We need to look at health all year long. We need to start changing our diets, our exercise into programs, improving the mechanical integrity of our nervous system that controls the immune response. So it's an all-year project to be healthy.
And I think, you know, going on that, it's so much better to take advantage of your health when you're feeling good than to have to play catch up and really, really have to do a lot of work. Dr. C, I have another question for you. I think a great thing you could kind of explain to people is how do chiropractors and how do you personally maintain mechanical integrity? And in that question, can you explain to everybody how you actually work on the sympathetic system and how the things you do as a chiropractor can really keep up that integrity?
That's an unbelievable good question. And I am going to try to explain the way I do it in my office. I can't speak for all chiropractors because there's probably 175 different techniques. Everybody does this a little differently, but I'm not going to say anything bad about any of the techniques. I'm only going to talk about the positives of them and what I do in my office. So basically, there's a two-tiered approach that I use for my patient. Number one, after a thorough exam, thorough case history, gathering as much information about the person as I possibly can, including diet, exercise, all of their lifestyle, the way they do their lifestyle, mm-hmm. I approach the nervous system from two-tiered approach. One is to remove interference. Since the nervous system goes from the brain down the spinal cord and it exits the spinal cord through spinal nerves, and all of the spinal cord and spinal nerves exit the vertebrae of the spine, we first look at the vertebrae to make sure the vertebrae are in alignment and in balance. If the vertebrae is out of alignment or out of balance, that's called a vertebral subluxation or spinal misalignment. And when that happens, we know that the integrity, the mechanical integrity of the nervous system is altered. And by removing this interference, we allow the spinal cord and the spinal nerves to communicate with the immune system, and not just the immune system, all of the systems of the body, the digestive system, the cardiovascular system, the immune system, the nervous system. Everything is controlled by the brain and spinal cord and spinal nerves. Mm-hmm. So we have to move the mechanical misalignment. That's number one.
Okay.
Then I go into part two, which is neurology or the nervous system. I do that in a different manner. I do that by balancing out the posture neurologically by communicating with the cerebellum of the brain using high-speed, low-force adjustments mm-hmm. or stimulation that would cause the opposite posture to take effect and actually balance out the spinal alignment neurologically in that way. And by doing that two-tiered approach, we're pretty much getting most of the interference and obstruction and allowing the mechanical integrity to affect the nervous system, to affect the immune system, and affect all other systems of the body to improve the function of the human body.
So you're really allowing for communication within the body to be happening at its best.
Yeah, it's all about communication. Whether you're married and talking to your kids or your spouse or talking to your cerebellum, you need to figure out ways to communicate so that your body can deal with the problems it is facing.
You know, and I think within that, talking about all this communication and keeping your host the strongest, Dr. Simmerit did a great job of explaining mechanically and neurologically how we can keep our body firing and communicating at best. I think we should also take a minute in regard to keeping our immune system naturally strong. How do we stay healthy from the inside out? You know, I think it's... A lot of times Dr. Simmerit describes me as the most normal looking person, but before when I had all my issues, you would never in a million years guess that I had so much going on inside me. So today we want to focus on how to keep our immune system naturally strong, but also healthy really begins by building on the inside. So we talked about the nervous system, how we can keep our mechanical integrity in check and in alignment. Now, how do we start even more building our healthy on the inside?
Yep. And once again, here's Nicole with another great question. You know, Nicole is the poster child for a young generation of having autoimmune challenges and disorders. You know, Nicole really introduced me to autoimmune diseases. Because before Nicole, I would see an autoimmune disease very rarely. And it was a very rare thing in the early part of my career. I didn't see much of this. Today, almost everyone coming in my office has some form of an autoimmune reaction or response from the human body. Autoimmune means the body is attacking itself from the inside out. And why are all these young people and babies and young elementary and teenagers coming into my office today with autoimmune disorders, fibromyalgia and lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, to name just a few? And pretty much we're seeing many, many, many young people experiencing these difficulties and challenges. We have things in our society that have been pretty recently added. You know, when I was growing up, there was no organic food. You know why? Because all food was organic when I was a young child.
You didn't need it.
You didn't need to buy organic. Everything was non-sprayed and organically grown. Today, everything is sprayed. And when you spray to kill weeds and to kill critters, you are ingesting those chemicals. And that is why you need to buy organic fruits and vegetables. That's why a parent needs to spend the extra few cents per pound to get organic fruits and vegetables, because you have less spray, less chemicals that you're ingesting. Then, you know, a whole nother topic, we might save this for another podcast, Nicole, would be genetic modification.
Yeah, that was my next question, is really, what's the difference, if we could explain it in a nutshell, in a simple statement today, is why organic? In organic, you did a great job. You know, we have all the pesticides. Just think, everything that's being put in that bottle that says, keep away from children, do not ingest, lock away in your cabinets. It's being sprayed. The food we grow, it grows right there, and now we're ingesting everything. So that's one reason to buy organic. Now, non-GMO, why non-GMO?
Well, when you alter, let's call it God's seed, a seed of a fruit or a vegetable, when you take it out and make it seedless, then you can patent it. And once you patent it, now you can make it. It's now your product. It's no longer God's seed. It is now your seed. And companies, the GMO genetic modification companies, have engineered seedless foods that are now resistant to weed killers. So the weed killer can get sprayed on a tomato plant and it'll kill everything around the plant except the tomato itself. But you're ingesting the weed killer. That's part of the problem. And even with the coronavirus that we're seeing, everybody is spraying all these cleansers and chemicals.
Yeah.
Yes, they're killing viruses and they're killing things and they're keeping your hands and your tabletops clean. But what are those chemicals doing when you're breathing them?
Yeah.
When you're ingesting them? How is your body reacting to those chemicals?
Yeah. Irritants.
They could be irritants to the immune system and the nervous system. So we have to start looking at this from a perspective of, you know, what we eat. We are what we eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, if a parent really cares about their child, I think, they would never buy anything that's not organic, and they would not buy GMO food. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the grocery stores, and especially during this COVID-19 outbreak, we're seeing less and less organic foods available and more conventional foods that they're selling, and we're having less and less options. So now it brings me to the question of, do we have to supplement to get it?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I think yes. For example, I have an organics green product. It's all the green superfoods in a vegan capsule, mm-hmm. and every single ingredient is certified organic that we use from our suppliers. They're all organic, and they're all non-GMO. Mm-hmm. They're all gluten-free. Mm-hmm. They're all vegan, and soon to be all kosher. And so it's important for a parent who's caring about what they're ingesting themselves and their children to make sure they're giving their children an opportunity to get organic non-GMO food. And if you can't get it from the food supply in all cases, then you absolutely need to supplement. That's what it means to take a supplement.
Well, and And also, Dr. C, you do a really good job of explaining this to people, but I know you were highlighting your green supplement, which is a very alkaline. Could you explain, if someone drinks just a soda a day or any kind of processed food that is highly acidic in our bodies, what happens and how long does it take to actually neutralize out that acidity in your body?
That's another good question, Nicole. You're surprising me today with all this stuff. Let's just talk about what it means to be alkaline or acidic. So basically, if you go back to high school chemistry or college chemistry, you will remember that you have a body pH. And in the human body, the pH, if it's neutral, it should be between 7.3 and 7.45. That's according to a book called Guyton's Physiology. Guyton's Physiology is used by all medical professionals. And in that book, it talks about neutral pH. Now, anything that's below 7.3 in the human body is considered acid or alkaline or acidic. Anything above 7.45 in the human body is considered alkaline or base. You might have learned it as alkaline or base.
Acid and base.
Acid and base. But really, base means alkaline. Mm-hmm. And you hear about alkaline waters and you hear about alkaline everything in the body. All the green foods that you eat, the real green stuff, is all alkaline food. It's all got a pH of 8, 9, or 10 on a pH scale. Any foods you eat that are not green, is a good chance that they are acid or acidic. Your coffee is about a 4 on the pH scale. Your meat, your chicken, your eggs, they're not much higher than a 4. So you've got foods that we think are healthy, yet they're acidic foods. And then you've got your worst foods. Your French fries, mm-hmm. your fast foods.
Yeah.
Your potato chips, your dead foods with no enzymes in them.
Yep.
And you got your soda, which is your worst food that you can put in your body.
Yeah.
There's nothing more acidic. Citric acid is the number one ingredient of soda. You got all this acid in different beverages and sodas. And when I'm not even talking, Nicole, about the sugar
that's
in soda.
That's a whole different thing.
But the sodas are interfering. It's so acidic that it interferes with our gut microbiome. And it disrupts it. And not to mention that cancers love acid environment. A cancer thrives in an acid environment. Why are we giving our body an environment that's conducive to ill health? I don't understand that. Give your body healthy options. Make it more alkaline. Drink alkaline water. If you can't get access to it, buy a home alkaline water machine. I use a product by a company called TyentUSA.com. They have unbelievable alkaline water machines. Yes, they're a little bit expensive, but I'll tell you what, so is bottled water. So is alkaline bottled water to purchase. If you have a family of 4 and you drink alkaline bottled water, it's going to cost you more than the machine does at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So the machines aren't that expensive when you look at it. Plus, the machines have a lifetime warranty. Mm-hmm. Plus, the machines are self-cleaning. There's no adding of minerals. There's no nothing you have to do. They're self-cleaning. So these are the type of things I recommend for alkaline water. But then alkaline foods, nothing replaces a organic non-GMO diet, except most people don't do that.
Yeah.
So now they have to supplement. Yeah. That's why I mentioned the greens.
Yeah, and also a lot of those acidic foods, they naturally enhance the pathway that creates inflammation and pro-inflammatory markers in your body. So when you eat a diet that's balanced, that you are trying to eat as organic as possible, eating those non-GMO foods, you're promoting a balance in your body. You're promoting an anti-inflammatory effect by not turning on those pathways, which in result is giving you a naturally strong, not only immune system, but health. And health is wealth. I mean, there's nothing more priceless than having good health. You can't buy, you know, being healthy. Being healthy is work. I will not lie to you. You have to remember to take your supplements. You have to remember to, you know, to prepare and shop and exercise and meditate, manage your stress. But the result, you can't buy that result. I mean, feeling good, waking up every day and just not waking up in pain and miserable. I mean, it's just a completely, you know, different life being healthy.
It's a lifestyle change.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, my question to my audience today, how many people have gained weight since the lockdown? Since the COVID-19 began in the U.S., how many of you listening today, honestly, have gained any weight? I would have to guess, Nicole, if I was guessing,
yeah,
it would be in the high 90% of my listeners right now would be shaking their heads, yes, nodding their heads, yeah, Dr. Simran, yeah, I did put on a couple pounds.
I do have to count. There probably are, though, those of you that I know in my family have actually become more active because we find we have the time now to exercise more. So there are, if you are one of those people that have done well during this COVID-19 and are making a lifestyle change, I really hope you pat yourself on the back because that's awesome. So I know we talked about our...
Real quickly, the weight gain they're getting is from the sugar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're eating the carbs, you're snacking, you're eating the carbs, the sugars. There's the weight gain. And you know what? When you eat those products, and Nicole said earlier, your body goes into an inflammatory response due to the chemicals, the lack of enzymes in those foods. It's taxing your pancreas. It's increasing your insulin. There's so many factors that are happening, including an inflammation reaction to those foods.
Yeah, and I'm also going to tack on there that, you know, going back to our gut health, they're also saying, research is showing, don't quote me on these numbers, but between 80 and 90% of your serotonin, which is your feel-good hormone, is produced in your gut. And I know being in isolation, not being able to go do the things we do, can mentally be extremely taxing and hard to go to get through. So if you're fueling your body with, you know, crappy foods, it's not going to help how you have that, you know, how it's not going to help you have that good mood. Now, again, I know going back, it is work to stay healthy. It takes a lot of energy. So, Dr. C, I'm going to ask you a question because, you know, I feel that you're the expert on this. How do you, what do you do? You can share what you do and I'll share what I do. But how do you maintain your energy levels throughout the day to get all these things done?
Well, at this point in the seminar, I would like to give a plug and a thank you to my wife, Monique, because she did something for me that I really attribute to some of my success during the lockdown here. And I used to run every day and I hurt my knee. So I kind of went to walking. And walking was still a little bit aggravating my knee, but I still do it every day because I have the two dogs.
Yes.
I have a miniature schnauzer and a Wheaton Terrier.
Full of energy.
And they have the energy. And they make me take them for a walk every day, even during the lockdown, because they have to get out and move. So I take them. And I felt it wasn't enough. And my wife did something for me that was amazing. She went online. She went to Costco.com. And she was looking at exercise bikes first. And she looked at some of these expensive bikes like the Pelotron and all these expensive things. And it looked real good, but I mean, gosh, the cost of those things for the average American is not really feasible. So she went to Costco.com. She found a spin bike there, and it was about $500, I would say. And she said, let's try it. If we don't like it, we can return it. Let's just try this and see if it's for us. Plus, it comes with a year of an app. I think it's iFit or something. You get an app where you can take classes for free for 1 year. I got this bike. We set it up. I put it out in my backyard. I'm social distancing. And I am riding this bike, and I am sweating. I've only been doing about 35 minutes on the bike, but I get a full-on sweat in 35 minutes. And it's giving me energy, Nicole. This type of burning of the calories and sweating has not only kept my weight off during this outbreak, but it's giving me more energy.
I know. I always find that so fascinating that when we expend energy throughout the day, we feel more energized. And one of the reasons is because that actually activates within our muscles our ATP. And ATP is like the mother of all energy producers in our body. So when we exercise, it naturally activates that. So we do have more energy throughout the day.
You know, and I've seen a lot of people during this virus drinking coffee. Coffee, yeah, it'll give you that instant boost, that boost of energy, and then you get the crash.
Yeah.
You're looking for a nap.
Yep.
A few hours later, you can't even move, and you're just sluggish. Coffee is not the best. And besides the exercise where you have to be burning, these are what I do. Let me tell you what I do.
Okay.
So I walk the dogs. I ride the bike. After I'm done with the bike and I'm sweating for 35 minutes, sweating on the bike, I have a sauna.
Okay.
It's an infrared sauna.
Great.
I go in there. I heat it up to about 115 to 120. It's like I'm in Palm Springs or something. And I sweat in there for another 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And then I come out and I feel cleansed and energized. Now, in the mornings, to get me moving, I don't drink the coffee, but I take amino acids.
Okay.
And I have a product in my line of supplements called Ultra Amino Energy. And that product is so interesting because it's got all the amino acids, it's got all the B vitamins, and
a lot of energy.
It's got a lot of energy stuff in there. It's got green tea matcha.
Yeah.
It's got organic American ginseng in it.
Yeah.
It's got some really good things for energy. And the products are all made in the U.S. And the amino acid L-arginine, if you start reading the research on L-arginine, you will see that L-arginine, when it enters the body, converts into nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is necessary for your cardiovascular health.
So you're getting a two-for-one in this supplement, energy and supporting your heart health.
Right. And when you have nitric oxide production, which, by the way, starts reducing between 20 and 25 years old, and that's why older people, and I'm talking older people like you, Nicole, over, over 25, who have no energy, this will help boost your nitric oxide levels and improve your cardiovascular health.
Yeah.
It'll open up vasodilate, and it'll do things that will speed up recovery after exercise and physical exertion, and it'll provide you the stamina and energy that you need. And it supports your mental function.
Yeah, getting all that good blood flow. I mean, that makes sense
it
when you're...
Vasodilates. It opens up your blood flow.
Yeah.
And that's what you really need. And it's also aids in your blood pressure regulation. It aids with cholesterol balance.
Yeah.
It aids with the balance of your triglycerides. It helps oxygenate your body. And it helps with your physical performance to be able to ride that bike and your moods. And it absorbs. Not to mention, it's got maca root in it, And it's got really good stuff.
And I think you forgot to mention, one of the biggest things that we've heard about this is that there's no crash. You have sustained energy throughout the day.
It's hard to believe that you do, but I challenge anybody to try it.
Yeah.
I take it in the morning because I don't want to take it in the afternoon or night because I don't want that energy in the nighttime.
You want to sleep.
I want to sleep. So I take it in the morning. It gives me even keeled energy throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's funny, when I do my seminars, I'm lecturing for 12 hours on my feet. And my audience is sleeping and bobbleheads and they're nodding off. They can't even sit for 12 hours, let alone stand, lecture, and move about a room like I do.
Right.
People say to me, Dr. Cimarron, how do you have the energy to do that?
Yeah.
You are amazing. And I'm not amazing. I just take aminos and it works. And it gets me through a day with as much energy as you're hearing on my voice right now. I have it throughout the whole day.
And so, you know, taking the aminos, being able to exercise, being able to do all these things throughout the day, wouldn't you say in result, expending all that energy, you're able to sleep well through the evening?
Yes, because you're actually tired at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And not in the middle of the day, which is the big difference.
Right, right. So let me tell you what I do really quickly, and I am actually going to add something into what I do. I also have a stationary bike. My husband and I decided to get one before COVID-19.
Husband? You sound 13. What are you talking about, a husband?
So we got one, and we've actually been implementing that into our day, and we absolutely love it. So I do all of that, but in addition to what Dr. Cimarron said, I actually take some of my collagen in the morning. And basically, what we wanted to just cover in this as well is for our morning routine, how do we stay healthy from the, you know, inside out, is why collagen?
Can you be more specific? What is collagen?
Yeah, so first of all, let me tell you what type I take. We take type 1 collagen. And basically, that is helping our body build from the inside out. Now, this collagen is honestly amazing. And I'll tell you, ladies out there, or even men, I should say, hair and nail growth, oh my gosh, absolutely amazing. But another one of the big things that I've really, really noticed with collagen is in my knees. So, yes, you've heard Dr. C say a million times, I have arthritis as well.
Wait, just quickly, tell them all your autoimmune diseases, because this is unbelievable, but she has been diagnosed officially, medically diagnosed with these autoimmune diseases, and I want her to tell you what they are.
So I have celiac disease. I'll tell you in the order I got them. Celiac disease, lupus, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. They apparently, I'm genetically susceptible. One doctor tried to diagnose me with Crohn's disease, but another one said I didn't have enough symptoms, but technically that is on my diagnosis sheet. And then at that point, after that, it just became a million names for pain at that point. But those are all my official diagnosis.
And can you tell them, and she was diagnosed between 18 and 20 years of age with all of these. But tell them how your lab work is looking now.
So, thankfully, I'm so extremely blessed and excited. I'm sure you can hear from my voice to say that my lupus, my RA, is in complete remission. I originally, and I still have probably, but very, very tiny fractures in my hands and feet. I have no progression. All my blood markers are within normal limits. I feel good. I look good. I finally am able to, you know, go about my normal life. But as we've said in previous podcasts, it's my job to stay healthy. And it's my job to fuel my body with good things. It's my job to sleep well. It's my job to be active. Those are all on me. And I will not lie. I'm not perfect. I do have flare-ups. But now I know when they're coming. I listen to my body. And I do what my body needs.
You know, Nicole said something very interesting. I just want to interject. She said it's her job to do all these. You know what? It's also your job, Nicole, to be happy or angry or sad. It's your job. You can't blame your upsetness and your aggravation and your anger on anybody but yourself. If you're unhappy and you're angry about the lockdown, about anything, and you're getting these negative energy in your body, that stress is going to cause chronic illness.
Yeah.
And it's your job to wake up, be happy. So my advice to you guys, stop watching the news, stop panicking, stop being angry when someone's walking down the grocery store the wrong direction. Yeah, I got to tell this story. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I didn't know that each aisle in the grocery store now is one way. It's one way. You go down one way, and you go the out, and you come down the next row the other direction. I didn't know that. So I went to I was walking down an aisle, and I realized I passed something I wanted to get. So instead of leaving my cart unattended, I turned my cart around and I started going back the other way. And a man in a mask and gloves, probably around 60 years old, yells at me. He yelled at me. He said, "Wrong way." And he said it like three times. And I did not see the symbol on the beginning of the aisle giving me the direction of what way to go. And I didn't even know what he was talking about. And he's shaking his head and he's angrily saying, "Wrong way." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Can't you read? Can't," and he points to the ground by the beginning of the aisle and it said one way. So I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was one way." And he's shaking his head and he said, "Well, you better learn how to read." And he was so angry. And it was on Easter Sunday. And I go, "Wow, I can't believe how angry people have gotten."
Yeah.
And you know what? That's going to cause ill health to that individual.
You know, you are what you eat. You are what you think. Everything. I can't emphasize this enough. I mean, just from personal experience. How you act, what you feel. I decided in my own personal life, I'll tell you this, is that every single one of my diagnoses, although they may have been terrible to me, I call them blessings in disguise, because if I wouldn't have gotten those things, I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you about health. I wouldn't be sitting here telling you my own personal experiences or be as empathetic and be able to connect with people on a whole new level, because it sucks to suffer and it sucks to really have to go through that. But man, I tell you what, your attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. Now, I know we totally went off topic, but really quickly, I want to talk about, Dr. C, can you briefly just share us why type 1 collagen versus all the other different types of collagen, and where our organic collagen comes from?
Yeah, this is something nobody knows about. People take collagen protein, they just hear the word collagen, and they know that they want to take it. Let me tell you the type of collagens that are out in existence and where they come from. Type 1 collagen comes from a grass-fed, usually an organic grass-fed cow. And it's from the hide of the cow. So it's the strongest part, and it's the hide. And usually this type of collagen, if it's processed correctly, it was broken down through a process called enzymatic hydrolysis, which breaks the collagen down to the smallest peptide so it can get absorbed by your cells. That's the collagen we use in our supplement. But the other types that exist, type 2 collagen comes from the hooves, like the hoof, the feet, the hooves of a GMO-fed cow. And type 3 collagen is even worse. It comes from caged, GMO-fed chicken feet. They call it chicken paws in the industry.
Gross.
And the chicken feet collagen, these chicken are caged, so they defecate in their own urine and feces and stand there their entire life while eating GMO soy only for their food
source. And that could be going on your face.
Yeah, that's what they make 99% of all face cream. Women's face creams that are made of collagen are made of type 3 chicken feet collagen.
Ugh.
So you got to really know what you're taking. Read the type of collagen. We only use type 1, and we're the only company that puts it in a capsule. So there's no mixing of powders. There's no clumping. There's no gross tasting. There's no mixing it with sugary beverages. You just take the vegan capsule, and you get great results in your tendons, your muscles, your organs, your bones, your intestinal lining, your cells, your wounds, your ligaments. Everything's affected. Your gut health, your joint health, your skin.
The elasticity, cellulite in your skin. And big game changer, hair growth, and also nail
Except
health.
For me, hair growth.
Nail health. Someone that has lupus like me, hair growth was an issue, and I absolutely love collagen. It is phenomenal. And just know that, you know, every single product we share on here, it is made for 100% the best absorption, so that whatever you're paying for and you're putting in your body, just know that it's going to be absorbed and it is going to be utilized. And I will say this is the only product of ours that is not vegan, because it does come from an animal.
Yeah, good point. It's the only one, and it probably will not get a kosher certificate on this product unless we can find kosher sourced collagen, which we are working on right now, but we have not been completed with that process yet. So those are the issues with the collagen.
Yeah.
If you are kosher,
yeah,
or if you are a vegan, this probably would not be your product. But anyone else, it's a great product.
And it's a good option. So I know we shared so much information with you guys, and we are looking forward to another upcoming podcast. But before we end, I just want to do a quick recap. And Dr. C, we should just share some take-home points that they can go home, apply today, and what we really want to emphasize on this one.
Okay. So the final points I want to make here today. You must have a healthy diet, organic, non-GMO. Number two, you must supplement that diet with great organic, non-GMO products. Number three, you must exercise during this lockdown and all
day
and every day. You must exercise. And then you must de-stress. You have to breathe. You have to meditate. Take saunas. Listen to podcasts. Stop listening to the news. De-stress a little bit. Play games. Watch comedy. Do something fun. Breathe. And those are some of the main things you would like to do.
The last one I'm going to share, because Dr. C didn't say it, but also is remember to maintain your mechanical integrity. If you've never been to a chiropractor, maybe now's a great time to explore that option.
We are open.
Making sure that your sympathetic nervous system is in the most optimal health. Because I tell you what, in anybody's healing story, if they tell you they did just one thing to get healthy, that's a lie. Health is a combination of things. As you heard from Dr. C, it wasn't just take supplements. It's a combination of working hard to keep your health in balance through diet, through exercise, chiropractic care, supplementation. I mean, it's not just one thing.
Yep. And my question to you is, what do you have to lose? What are your options? You know what? If you've ever thought of trying a different approach, now is it. You know, you're off work. Now's the time to try something new. See if you can change your lifestyle. See if you can change your genetic outcomes by changing your lifestyle. See if that helps.
Absolutely. So if you guys want to get any of our supplements, you can purchase them at Organics with two C's, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-C-S, absolutelypuresupplements.com. That's Organics, absolutelypuresupplements.com. I also want to share with you guys a promotion code that you are able to use. It's called BUILD20. So if you go to our website and type in BUILD20, you'll get a discount as well as free shipping on your order. So go ahead and take advantage of that, that coupon. That coupon code, for those that are listening, will be good until May 1st. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we so appreciate all your support. Dr. C, do you want to say anything?
No, thanks for listening, and look forward to our next podcast, and we will be having some special guests. So, talk to you guys all soon. Let's stay connected. We love you.
Bye.